Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
We've got some great advertisers on our show this week, and by supporting them, you are helping us to continue to bring you an awesome podcast for free. So please check them out. A huge thank you to our sponsors for this week, and they are Mercari. You can find Mercari on the App Store or at Mercari.com. That's M-E-R-C-A-R-I. Jenny Craig, get 8 days of free food and free DNA kit when you head over to JennyCraig.com/Kim. Dunkin', check out Dunkin's new matcha latte. Pepsi, that's what I like. Vistaprint, get free shipping on all business cards at Vistaprint.com and use promo code Kim at Vistaprint.com. Be sure to check out episode's notes for more information on our great, amazing sponsors.
Podcast One presents House of Kim with Kim Zolciak Bierman. Join Kim, her husband, and 6 children as she shares her journey to success and the positive mentality that brought her there. Come on in and make yourself at home. Now, here's your host, Kim Zolciak Bierman.
Hi, you guys. Welcome to this episode of House of Kim. We're so excited. Tuesdays and Thursdays now, you guys. We're here. Very exciting show today, you guys. If you didn't catch a last week's episode, you have to listen because today we have Brielle and Zach
back
for here
part two
of Brielle's birthday. And actually, we have Danny here as well, Brielle's friend, who's also going to be joining us. She doesn't know that yet. She's over here on the couch, but she's going to join us because she was actually the one at the table with Brielle gambling with, quote unquote, David. And she was
Mr.
sober.
David. Was his, so, his name was not David?
His name was not
his
David.
His name was not David, but I don't know if he has a wife or a husband or what was going on.
Oh, we're going to that level. Well, it got serious.
You will find out.
I'm getting Danny's side of the story. Because I'm not sure yours is going to be very accurate.
We can't discuss what happened because he may have a wife. We got some seriousness.
Oh, God. We're going to be talking about baseball, you guys, cab and launching lip oils. It's sunny in Atlanta. The coronavirus, have some big news on that, you guys, and so much more if we can get through it. So
hopefully.
Should we just...
Hit him with it. Hit him with...
Well, let's just talk baseball real quick.
Real quick.
Baseball's back, and I'm so excited. I wrote Baseball's Back, Baby. Super sunny and beautiful Saturday and Sunday here in Atlanta. 3 fields, 3 boys, 3 games all at the same time. So what's funny is Ariana always comes to the games, and I don't know what Corey's doing with his phone, but and our nanny on our day off, she even comes to the games. So Corey's...
That's me, y'all.
I don't know what he's doing.
I'm
but
I get silent. I don't know what the hell.
Well, stop hitting...
There we go. Sorry.
Oh, my Lord. Anyways, so our nanny comes, yes, on our day off. So I would have Ariana at 1 field. I'd be at another field. Corey coaches KJ's team. I know you guys, a lot of you ask, like, who does Corey coach? He helps out with all of their teams.
No, nobody official.
Nobody official, because that's a big commitment. But yet ended up being the only coach for practice last week during the winter break.
Yeah.
So he was, like, the only coach there for practice, which was funny. So anyways, I love baseball, you guys. My boys are beasts. I'm so proud of them. They're just big, juicy boys that can just swing. I mean, I don't know, you guys, if you look at my Instagram, Cash hits a ball like he doesn't even try. He just like swings and it just goes almost over the fence. I just need him to jog a little harder because he's like lollygagging. And then when the baseball's next to him on the ground, again, reflect back to my Instagram, then he picks up the speed. So we know he can run. He just doesn't want to.
Yeah, I don't know.
Kane is like the fastest on the team. Everybody keeps saying like he's like a speed demon and hit the ball so far. So Kane was born breech, you guys, 29 minutes after Kaya. And he was a little bit knock-kneed, I would say, like a little bit. And so I used to tell the pediatrician like...
More bow-legged, right? I would say.
His knees would turn in.
No, they didn't come in. They actually... They turned in, which created the legs to kind of bow out.
Yeah, right. So I asked my doctor, my pediatrician, and she was like, no, he's going to definitely grow out of that. It's because he was breech, basically. His hips were fine. We had them checked out, like every baby that's born breech. She said he's going to be so fast. And we're like, well, damn, okay. And he is so fast. And he's no longer knock-kneed or bow-legged, so it's kind of funny. But anyways, really, really fun. So Cash's team and Kane's team, they don't have music. And so I'm always used to our neighbor Lee Whitmer doing the music for the walk-up songs.
Yeah.
And so now it's like, Corey, I have to figure out how to do this shit. But I'm like not very good with like that kind of stuff. But
Brielle.
Brielle could actually do the walk-up. Yeah. We have to go to Costco and get like a speaker. And then
we have a speaker. We got
pretty do?
Yeah, we got the Bose one, the green one that you used to walk up.
I don't think that's loud enough.
Oh, yeah, you turn that up.
I think it's
pretty loud.
We want you to do...
Yeah, you're going
to
do all the walk-up songs.
All the walk-up songs for Kane and Cash's team.
You've been elected and hired.
Yeah. Because Kane's like, where's my walk-up song? And Cash is like...
It should be Eminem.
Well, that's not appropriate.
But we have to get them from all the other parents, and you have to put them into a playlist so that every time that child walks up, it says...
You could do Phenomenal.
Here comes Kane Bierman. And then you got...
Did you hear KJ? It's like, KJ Bierman.
But it's like...
What?
It's like a computer voice saying it, right? I think it is.
Yeah, it is, which is so cool.
Yeah.
But I might say it. Anyways, so baseball's back, so we're going to be back with our stories. The energy felt really awesome at the field, very calm. I didn't really know many people. I don't know. Everybody's kind of left and doing the travel ball and all that stuff. I saw one of my favorite couples there. They actually have a son, Cannon, Carter, and
it'll come to you.
Anyways,
yeah.
Super fun couple. So it was really good to see them. They're so funny to me. They're just so funny to me. So anyway, it was good to see them. And then I saw my neighbor and anyways, Bridget. So that was fun. It was good to kind of, you know, be there. And it was, like I said, sunny out and stuff, but it was a very long day. We were there from like, I guess, well, not a very long day, but it got really cold quick.
Yeah.
We were there from like 2:45 till like 7:30. Yeah. And it was like freezing by the time we got in the car. So yeah, baseball is back. I'm super happy. I know how much you guys love to hear my stories about baseball, but it might not be as exciting as last year. It might be a little calmer this season. Take a sip on the bright side with the new Dunkin' Matcha Lattes. Try the refreshing combination of sweetened matcha green tea blended with creamy milk, and you can enjoy it iced, hot, or frozen. It's a delicious way to hit the reset button on your day, and it's also just a delicious way to drink something delicious. You guys know I'm a huge fan of Dunkin', French vanilla coffee, lots of cream, lots of sugar. Anyways, you guys, it's also just a delicious way to drink something super, super delicious. Enjoy a refreshing matcha latte at Dunkin' today. American runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may very limited time offer. Okay, you guys, please welcome Brielle, Zach, and Danny. Come on over, Danny. Come on.
Danny needs to be in for this part because she can tell you about...
Scoot your butt over.
Hello, everybody.
That is Danny, you guys. I just want to jump right into it. I just want to jump into it. We left off with Brielle at the table with Danny.
Well, we left off with me and Danny leaving the ATM machine and heading to a table with David.
Oh, I got a text, right? I remember. Annie, can you wire or Danny. Can you Venmo Danny $650 or something?
Yeah,
I got that. I was like, here we go. Because this is like an every night thing, you guys, by the way. Like these $1,000, $4,000 Venmos to people. And yeah, because Brielle just would leave the money in the room, which made no fucking sense. But anyway.
You know, it didn't really make sense to me either. But now looking back, it was actually very smart of my decision. So thank you for...
No, it wasn't. Because then I had to Venmo and then I couldn't pay my people because I was at the max for the week.
The way she saw it is, I can just... text my mom, get more money, and all the money in the safe's mine.
Oh,
I
Zach.
I totally forgot. And Zach, I actually used, you know, all that money in the safe, so don't sit here and make claims.
No, is she winking? Because I feel like her eyes twitching.
I used all the cash. I gave you what I had.
You know what,
safe.
Zach? When we go inside the house, we're going to go to her wallet. Let's just see. Because she's lying. Actually.
All right, so.
All right.
Take off. Here we go. You're headed to the table. What's happening?
I'll let Danny start because I don't remember. But
that's a problem.
You don't remember.
Is it true, Danny, like one drink and she's done? Like she can't remember shit?
Well, first off, I should probably clarify that I'm a female. I know I have a raspy low voice and Danny's a boy's name, but I'm in fact a girl.
Here we go.
Clarify that.
I have a pretty deep voice too. They're like, you sound like a man. I'm well, thank you so
Danny,
much.
Danny, Danielle. Okay.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Well, so I flew in that night I was on a different trip and I flew in late and I showed up expecting the whole crew to be at the casino hanging out, and so I call Brielle and I'm like, all right, where are you? And I could tell within the first 5 seconds of her trying to give me directions of where she's at that this was not gonna go well.
Yeah. I was on the phone with her when you showed up.
Yeah, so I showed up.
And how she was by herself, I still don't know.
Yeah.
Do you know how?
Well, okay, everybody was in this bar, which I could like see.
Is that the one you got kicked out of the night before?
No. This is another one. So everybody was like at this bar. They were inside and I was talking to the like security guys when Danny pulled up. So they were like downstairs at this bar, like dancing, drinking, whatever. So like I couldn't see them, but I knew they were in there.
Okay. Yeah. So you just kind of wandered off.
Yeah, by yourself. Well, she no, was like, was Mom, is Zach. This a machine?
No, hold on. I was with Zach and we were going to play. And I think I was with Ethan, too. And we were going to play.
Oh, yeah. You had already thrown the money at her?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's why you separated. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
So she was
so
there to rescue you.
I was walking
you.
Away.
Yeah.
She right. was there to but rescue you. You know what? Thinking back on it, we should really just blame Ethan for what happened to me because he had me at the bar taking shot after shot. And it was like, Zach.
Don't you have a voice? Like, no, no more.
I was already hammered and he was buying, so I was like, sure, slide him on over.
Like, there's a limit. You can get alcohol poisoning.
Yeah, well, you know.
Listen, I showed up and was just like, oh, let's just go sit down and play. And you're like, not until you finish this Patron silver shot.
Oh, my
shot.
God.
So I was like, oh, my God.
So she's forcing other people to drink as well.
It's not Ethan.
Right.
Oh, it's not Ethan. Don't blame other people, Brielle.
Here we go.
Okay. So we sit down at the table. It's probably midnight, so it's getting kind of late. But not,
you only did one shot, right?
Yeah, I only did one shot, okay. So I was very sober. And we're playing, and there's a whole table. But then as night, the hours go on, it continues, and it just dwindles down to be good old David, me, and Brielle.
Shocker.
And
at the blackjack.
Wait, was blackjack?
Were you
table.
Were you guys winning?
No.
Danny gave me.
Yes. Oh. Yeah, we lost that.
Like pretty quick?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because
okay.
Brielle
just put it all out there.
To be high roller was yeah. playing very, very heavy hands.
Oh my God. That's my daughter for sure. Wonder where she gets it from.
I've never been in a casino in my entire life. Keep in mind.
This okay? is your first time.
First time in a casino.
Lies.
Ever.
You just have to get to 21.
Oh my
ever.
God.
Yeah. So we obviously clearly don't know what we're doing. So we just lost all of our money. So there's this very nice gentleman in the corner and Brielle. Do you mind like helping us and kind of giving us some hints and good juju and all this stuff? So I'm like, okay. So we start playing with him. And
it's just the three of you guys. Everybody's left the table.
Yes, uh-huh. Just three of us. And we quickly lose all of our money. So then he's like, well, I was like, I guess we'll leave. And he's like, no, don't leave. He's like, you can just here. And whips out a wad of cash from his back pocket. And we're like, holy, that's yeah. a lot of money.
Yeah.
yeah, then we just, so he starts giving us free money because he didn't want to play alone. And do you want to chime in?
Well, I guess like, so honestly, he didn't know what he was doing because I don't know
okay,
a lot
so,
either, but hold on. I know that you're supposed to like double and split.
Well, I get a little crazy. I go off my intuition too. So don't use me as an example.
Sure.
Well, so I would tell
so
him.
So you're out of money and he hands you what? $500? $1,000?
Ish. I didn't count.
Okay.
Danny,
so he just says,
a lot.
Here, play.
Danny
does he give
says
you
a
any
lot.
Direction or he just.
Well, yeah.
You...
So he would, so that's what I was getting to.
Okay.
So he, I knew that if I had like an 8 and a 3, like I double, right?
That's
yeah.
a good idea. Yeah.
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 Double down.
Yeah.
Double down.
Because
and
then
I
if
would,
you get a face card, what do you end up with?
21.
There you go.
Ding,
so
ding,
I would
ding,
say
ding.
Like I double, right? And he would be like, no, you don't do that yet. Like you do that on like a 7 and a 2 or just like something dumb. And I was like,
we're like, okay.
Or I was like,
oh, no.
I was like, maybe that's when I was questioning myself. I was like, maybe I don't know how to play, but he was losing. I was losing.
So obviously somebody's doesn't know how to play.
Right.
You know, whatever. So he just keeps handing me money because I'm like, oh man, like I'm out, like I gotta go now because like I literally had no other way to get
oh
money.
Man, I mean that's a like
oh man
oh yeah, she goes to leave and then all of a sudden he's like, here's another $5,000. She's like, oh
no,
man,
he,
okay,
throughout the night I would not be surprised if he gave us like $8,000 to $10,000 and that's like not
and
even
you just lost it all
that well was, so I would win and I would
you're
just,
lying
I
how
would,
all of it
I would win and I would just like throw it at him and then I guess he didn't like that I was throwing him
Let
money.
Me get the story from Danny. Stop. Okay. Stop while we're ahead.
Yeah. Because you had no idea this was going on until 5 seconds ago when I told you.
Oh, no.
So he was very superstitious, like very superstitious. So he was like, okay, anytime you win, when the dealer gives you the chips you win, just hold on to it.
That's what I do
no
too.
No one else touches it but you because it'll lose its juju. So you would win, like throw the chips out of him, and he'd be like, no. And he'd like very clearly give him physical anxiety. Like,
yeah.
So then you'd be ready for the next hand. I'd be like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I'd have to
like
scoop the chips
pair.
Back over to your side, and then we'd lose it all. So honestly, he probably had a good point. But you would win, and then I don't know what got into you, but you'd start betting very, very heavily to try to keep the mojo going, and we would lose it all. In like a cycle, you just keep pulling more money out of his back pocket because he didn't want to play alone.
Okay, so all right, so you're losing this guy's money. He's giving you some direction, but at some point he's got to be like, dude, enough's enough, and he's going to say goodnight. Why did he not say goodnight to you? What happened? Like,
yeah.
Scratching his back.
You were doing what?
Wait, what?
David, go ahead.
You scratching his back and playing?
Okay. Okay, well, in David's defense, he was a very like he was a very kind old soul. He wasn't being creepy.
He wasn't like a weird like creeper. No. Like he was like so innocent and pure, like playing with Kane at a table right now. Yeah. Like he was just
what does that even mean?
He would hit
he wasn't like a pervert
her.
Like trying to rub her legs or her boobs.
He would hit on her and then he'd be like, "Oh, I'm sorry." He like apologized for it. Like, he was really sweet. So it wasn't creepy.
Oh, that's the game.
It was not creepy.
That's the game.
So Brielle kind of drunkenly picked up on it. And just kept playing it. And she actually, I was kudos because you did a great job, like, keeping going.
Fuck.
And then,
my God.
Then he started scratching his back. How did he start
scratching the back?
How did that happen?
Well, I told
you're a germaphobe.
I guess I told him to come. He was on one side of the table, like where you are now. And I was like, come sit closer. Let me show you what these nails can do or something.
She said that.
What?
Oh, my God.
Wait, so he actually comes and sits closer next to you?
Yeah, he sat right next to her. And then
she's rubbing his scratching his back with her hands.
And he clearly, liked it, but then, was also very obviously uncomfortable, too. So he was a nerd. Like, he was very nerdy.
Was he looking around? Was this, like...
No, he was in Nirvana. Are you kidding me? He was having the time of his life.
So he wasn't looking for, like,
wait,
a spouse to come
so
walking up?
Wait, but so we didn't see a ring. We didn't see, like...
No, okay.
I looked for a tan line. I was, like, to see, like, if he had a ring that he took off, and he didn't.
You guys, that's too... gets creepy right there. Looking for tan lines?
At least she's looking.
I
shit.
I was looking off my friend, okay?
Right. Like, come on.
I'm not about to get my ass beat by some wife who finally finds David after hours of searching.
Oh, yeah. Christ.
Oh, fuck. So, yeah, that's what happens.
That part of the story? Oh, yeah. Okay, so then, finally, after... I mean, it's probably
Brielle said something like, Danny's like, okay, could you just please stop giving her money? Like, it's time for us to go.
Yeah, I wanted to leave. She would have stayed there for hours. I was like, all right, no one else is here. Everyone else is asleep. I had just flown in from a bachelorette party. So
God.
I was so tired. I was like, it's 4 a.m, we're leaving. And so she finally ran out of money and he went to go reach for his pocket. And I was like, excuse me, sir, we're done. Okay, I was being nice. I'm so tired. We are done. And then so Brielle's like, no. And then all of a sudden we hear, David, do you know what time it is? And I turn and I look and I go, oh my God, Brielle. I go, that is his wife.
Oh my God.
And then Brielle goes, I'm like pulling her away.
Was she in mid-scratch?
Probably, honestly. But then
I think he went back to the other side of the table at this point.
No, he didn't.
No,
see, Brielle?
Closer.
Are you kidding?
He got closer.
Yeah, I was about to say. And then I go, Brielle, that is his wife. I go, we are leaving. And as I'm trying to pull her away, David, let me get your contact information. I'm like, that is his wife. We are leaving.
Oh.
I'm like, you don't have Instagram. Like, I need to get your number. And Danny's like, let's fucking go.
Well, was she looking? Like, did she say?
She was not happy. And I was like, let's just get out of here before anything else escalates. Oh. And I quite literally dragged her by her weave out of that casino.
Well, so was she the same age as David or younger? Like, could you tell that?
She was about the same age. She probably was his wife.
So, so they had been like 20 years together. It's probably their anniversary.
But so he was telling me that that his dad...
anniversary, 20-year anniversary.
I didn't touch him. I scratched him.
You were touching him.
I scratched his arm or something.
I'm not saying...
Was she scratching his back?
Yes.
Anywhere else?
Hell.
Anywhere else?
Hell no.
I mean, no, I think she's
just enough to keep him keep the money coming.
He probably hadn't been touched like that in 20 years.
Oh my God.
Well, so he told me that his dad had an island in the Bahamas, and so that's where he usually stays.
That's probably where he's going to keep on staying.
I think that's when I started okay, come over here.
Oh,
so
my God.
So we could go to the island.
Inappropriate.
It was innocent. It was fun.
Between both of you?
If you knew him, it was
it's not uncommon to gamble with a guy. I gambled with a guy for 48 hours at Christmas one time. Yeah, I gambled with a guy. Nobody else could come to our table. We were on a roll. I mean, I won so much money, but I literally did not sleep for almost 48 straight hours. I was physically dry heaving from it. But it wasn't perverted or weird. We just played really well together.
Okay.
The importance of feeling professional, polished, and prepared when it counts right now. For small business owners or people who produce their own podcast, being plugged in and prepared when an opportunity comes up is crucial. Those moments happen all the time and they're happening now. And having a business card that shows how professional you are in your pocket, ready to hand out, is the first step to making something happen. Your next big opportunity is coming right now and we're here to help you own the now with free shipping on any business card in any quantity. Choose whatever style, finish, shape, or paper you like and get free shipping. And because you can pick the colors, fonts, design, and images, it means you can create something just as unique as you and compelling as your business. Ready to start on your business card? It's so easy. Plug in your information and logo into 100 of fresh designs tailored to your type of company and upload your own original layout. 2, pick the paper stock style and quantity that's right for you. 3, you can even upgrade to a unique touch like rounded corners. 4, order and receive your cards with free economy shipping. And if you needed any more reason to choose Vistaprint, you can feel good knowing that Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and responsibly sourced paper stocks. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed or money back, and they'll make it right. Vistaprint wants you to be able to own the now in any situation, which is why our listeners will get free shipping on all business cards, any style, any quantity. Just head over to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code Kim for free shipping on all business cards, any style, any quantity. Limited time offer. Own the now at Vistaprint, promo code Kim.
I was like,
was this what happens?
I was like, this is great. I was like, I wasn't losing any of my own money. Yeah. I was like, this is so fun.
This is the best casino ever. Why have I never been
free
to
drinks.
One? Yeah, free drinks. Yeah, Zach's right. Free drinks. Meanwhile, Zach's like a professional gambler. So yeah. I mean, go figure.
Well, so then
okay. Zach, did you ever walk by and see any of this happening?
No, I was asleep.
Oh, you went back to the room.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. I'm surprised.
So you two are the only part of the crew that were that
everybody was asleep, and I walk in and everybody's passed out. It's like 4:30, and I'm like, get the fuck up, guys! Like,
no, she's got to be the most annoying.
So you get to the room, you wake everybody up, or no?
Stop biting your nails.
Basically, and then we just, I guess, go to bed.
Yeah.
I don't really remember. It's a blur. But so I wake up Monday, and I'm like, all right, there's no more drinking going on for the rest of the weekend. Like, I'm not hungover. I'm just like, I don't know what I've been doing. Like, it's time to like. Getting grimo, my birthday's tomorrow, like let's fucking go. So we go down the water slides, we hang out, we go down like the lazy river, we do all that, and then
you're not drinking?
No,
she wasn't drinking.
I didn't drink anything.
I didn't believe her, honestly, but I think she was still drunk
the
night before.
How about the crew, is they drinking?
Oh yeah,
they're going in
schmammered. Okay, they're loving it.
All right.
Well, so
probably off of like a rum and like a rum punch and the fucking gross. Like
you get the special drink at the bar.
Some rum runners.
Yeah,
some
rum runners. Yeah,
that premix thing.
Yeah,
having, like,
so disgusting.
Like, here you go, $14.
Yeah, so disgusting.
What were those Long Island iced teas or something that everybody?
Oh God.
Ethan was drinking Long Islands like all weekend.
Oh God.
Gross.
Well, so I guess Zach and Ethan go to the casino before we go to Nobu, and. We walk in and we try to go find them and get them up from the table. And Ethan's like, no, I don't want to come. And I'm like, no, like, dude, you literally have to come because it's like $100 fee if you don't come. And so we go to dinner. We're sitting there. I just don't feel good. And so I'm like irritated and everybody's drinking. No, I just
get a drink. Yeah. When you feel bad, you order a Bloody Mary. Spicy.
Yeah. Well, so I just like wasn't feeling good. And
bad
like,
vibe, bad juju.
No, it just didn't feel good.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, whatever. And so then...
All right.
So then... Like,
jeez, we get it.
We go to the casino and like Ethan and Zach are hammered. And...
Jesus.
Go Zach.
We get to a table and Annie's there again, the cute little Asian woman from the night before.
Was she the dealer?
No, she's just like the 12-carat ring. She had a 12-carat ring.
Oh, right. Okay,
I don't think it was real.
I mean, I don't know.
That's what mom's picking up. It's not real. Sorry, Annie.
How much was she gambling?
Like $25 chips.
No, it's not real. No.
Well, maybe she wore the fake ones in case she got mugged. Does
that
happen?
Yeah, that people do that a lot. Yeah.
Anyways, we're sitting at this table, and Danny is like my good luck charm. Okay, and so Ty, Colin,
I'm feeling like we should make a trip to Murphy. Zach.
No, we should make a trip to Atlantis because we were winning. So, anyways,
it takes way too long to get to that casino.
Yeah, babe, it takes us about a 2-hour drive right now.
It's an hour and a half flight to the Bahamas. Come on. Well, so we're sitting at the table. We're with Annie again. So it's Ethan on the end, Zach. Well, okay, first I'm gambling and Ethan's like telling me what to do because he's like not putting any money in.
I don't know about Ethan after this trip, you guys, because he was hammered most of the time.
Well, okay, so everybody's at that like little bar club. Like my hairstylist came and her sister's birthday's the next day. And like they're all drinking like at this like bar club thing. Like we can see them like in the bar club kind of like it's literally right behind.
Yeah.
Blackjack. So
you have to look through the crowd.
Yeah.
See them, right.
So blackjack and roulette are right next to each other. And so we're sitting at blackjack and I'm going back and forth between blackjack and roulette. And so we're at blackjack and it's Ethan on the end, then Zach, then me, and then some guy, I think. And then Annie's like at the end. She's always at the other end. And so we're gambling. Ethan's, well, before Ethan sits down, he's telling me what to do, and he's like giving me like $300 chips to like double up what
his
I'm
his money.
Yeah, to okay. like double up. Right. Or he's telling me like put 300 chips, yeah. like add $300 more.
Right.
And so I'd win. And then he would just like, he just kept taking my money. Like I would win. But wait, it's what? Like, I'm betting with my money, and he's like, okay, you owe me like whatever you bet.
Yeah,
and
he
I'm
was like so extra.
And I'm like, what the hell? So finally Danny was like, start giving me
wait, the
so chips.
He would give you $300
No.
And let's just say
no,
you won the...
No, he would give her the double money and then take the double part that he won. So like he...
So he would take what his money won?
Right.
Yeah.
What a douche.
So, but and then he would also use my money too. Like he would
usually casinos really frown upon that, so they don't let you pull from
There's
two pots.
No rules at this casino, by the way. I picked up on that very quickly. There's absolutely no rules. No.
Like yeah, they don't let you pick from two like pots or purses. Like you can only have one purse, is what they call it.
No. So Ethan was behind me, and he'd tell me like what to do, and I would always be right. Like we were winning. Okay, Zach was winning, and so Zach was betting $25, and he would win what?
Table minimum blackjack.
All the time. $25 blackjacks. That's what he was doing. That's what was happening. And so
we would, every time somebody got a blackjack playing the table minimum, that's what we would yell.
But let me tell you that these two are drunken idiots at the end of the table screaming table minimum blackjack every time they won.
Oh my God.
Ethan's like hammered. They're like hitting the table. Shit's going everywhere. Ethan spilled his drink probably four or five times. Literally.
All over. And they were like, sir, you can't put your chips there because they're going to get sticky because you've spilled about seven drinks on the table now.
Oh my God.
And they were just acting like fools. And like at one point, Ethan's hand was like behind like the table, like on like where her deck of cards are or something. And he was like, hit me, like putting his hand down. And she was like, sir, you need to move your hand. And he was just sitting there looking at her like, come on, like hit me. And it's like, no, what? Move your fucking hand. And she, and he's like, fucking hit me. Like, and I'm like, dude, Ethan, like figure it out, bro. Like move your hand. So she can't give you another
card. I'm guessing
card.
That you guys ended up getting removed.
No.
Really?
He did because he fell asleep at the damn table.
What?
Oh, my God.
Wait. We haven't gotten there yet. God. Hold on.
Oh, my
okay.
God.
So we're winning. It's like how going crazy.
How many times did you guys get like warned at the table? Can you guys even count?
Dude, Zach, how many do you think?
Like
20?
Oh, I'm embarrassed. Really, I'm so glad I didn't go.
Yes, we did. She
maybe was... the pit boss came by one time and was like, all right.
He's lying. She came by multiple times.
If the dealer has to correct you maybe two or three times,
You were hammered and you were just screaming in my ear and yelling and having fun, so you don't probably remember, but I was sober.
Was that not the night that I got our dealer switched because she was going too fast while I was ordering a drink?
I think that was the next night.
Oh my God. Okay, anyway, sorry.
So
our strategy.
So you're getting warned.
Yeah.
Pit bosses has come and you still have not gotten removed.
No.
Okay.
And so Annie just kept saying at the end of the table, you're much better tonight. You're much better tonight. You were drunk last night.
In her broken accent, she was, oh, you drunk. You drunk.
She literally kept telling me how hammered I was last night. And I would look at Danny and I was like, Danny, what was I doing? That was like, that this
would give her any indication that I was hammered. She'd say, too funny.
Too funny. Oh,
Lord. Finally, Danny was like, listen, every time you get like $100 chip, like just give it to me and I'll put it in my purse. And so finally I've like, I don't know, how many did I have in there? 16?
No. So she was winning big, and every time she's winning big, people would be like, give me some. And Brielle just goes, well, whatever you give out, you win back double. So here, and we just throw
it. It's my famous line, as you guys know.
I was like, okay, I love you, but stop doing that.
So oh.
Well, she was winning money tonight because she actually took the cash out of the safe.
Oh, okay. Truth comes out.
So Ethan would just like take so much money, and I'd be like, no wait, I literally gave you what you gave me back. And he's like, no, like I need like more. So then he gets down to no more money. He has no more at the end. And this is like, it's my birthday now, like 12 o'clock has come and gone. Everybody's all of our friends and their like drunken idiot selves are like doing God knows what, being crazy, running around, like taking photos. So Ty and Colin were pretending like it was Elizabeth's bachelorette. So they were going up to workers, any men that they could find, and being like, we need photos of hotter guys, the top 20 hot guys in this resort, so she can leave her man. And so like there's like a photo collection of them taking these photos with them. So like random dudes. Mm-mm-mm. And
Elizabeth was involved in this?
Yeah, there's all these photos of her with all these random dudes. Like she's literally like squatting on one guy, like ass out, and like a worker there, like some old 60-year-old guy. Like she's like standing next to him.
I can't take it.
Anyways, so,
I'm so glad I did not attend.
And so that was that. But so they would come over and they would say hi. And like when it hit 12 o'clock, they were like, come on, like, let's take a photo, like all this. So like my rituals, like, well, now.
Got a new ritual.
Well, as of last year.
Okay.
We go to roulette at 12 o'clock and we put
right on the dot.
$100 chip down on 25.
On 25. Did it work?
Not this time.
Damn.
So I'm a little frustrated at that, but yeah. Whatever. So we're winning so
wrong
much
table.
Money. Yeah.
It would have worked. It just had to go to the right table.
Yeah. So we're winning so much money at blackjack. Like, I think I had like, I probably had like, well, I guess it wasn't that much, but we probably had like four grandish. Like we had in chips at the table. Like
right.
No joke.
Sitting
like,
out on the table.
Yes.
And then we went and counted all this stuff that the $100 chips I had in my purse, and halfway through, she goes, how much do I have in there? So I'm like, count it through. And I had save her $2,900 we had just in my purse she didn't even know about.
Oh my god.
Damn.
So we had a lot of money. So we go home, we all like are collectively like, let's
excited.
Go home, except for Ethan. So Ethan stays at the table. And does anybody really
with
remember
Annie?
What happened?
Ethan and
because
Annie?
Probably.
Does anybody really remember what happened here? Wait. Does anybody else want to take over?
Pepsi Cola has always been a product that invokes enjoyment. And in spite of the judgment that can now accompany its consumption, it is and has always been a refreshingly delicious indulgence. We believe the most enjoyable life is one that's free from constraints. Create moments of unapologetic enjoyment, like no one's watching and nothing is holding you back. You are free. Free to do what you love, not what you should. Celebrate out loud when your team scores a touchdown, even if the whole stadium hears you. Watch the fifth straight episode of Netflix, even if you should be getting dressed to start your day. Dance with abandon at your neighborhood party, even if you're the only one. Belt out your favorite song with the car windows down, especially when stuck in traffic. Be you, don't hold back, as being true to yourself will enable you to live your best possible life. Be free from judgment and full of joy. Live every single day confidently, fearlessly, full on. Pepsi. That's what I like.
Okay, yeah. So we go back and we're like, okay, where is Ethan? And Brielle, being you're a great friend, honestly, because we're all so tired. She goes, I am not leaving any of my friends. We're gonna go find him.
You weren't drinking, right, Brielle?
No, but you know, some things get a little iffy a little bit just because it was a long weekend. Also like a month ago.
Were you drinking or
no? I just like don't. I genuinely don't remember most of this.
Okay, I'm so worried.
I don't think you ever went to go find him, but all I remember is like he came back like 8 a.m. the next morning.
Oh my god,
he'd fallen asleep in the hotel lobby on the floor, and the cops were like, if you don't go back to your room.
Yeah, so we were staying in one tower, and he remembered our room number, so he went to our room number
in another tower,
banging on the door. You know, at like 3 a.m., these people come out. They're like, "What the." Like, leave. Like, we have no idea who you are.
Oh, my
He's
God.
He's like, you're in my room?
Right. Yeah. So then he tells us that the police escort him back to...
No. So what happened was he fell asleep in the elevator.
In the elevator?
Yes, and the police come...
How do you do that?
I don't know. So he fell asleep...
He's just riding the elevator.
It's a long ride.
Well, so he fell asleep in the elevator, and the police come, and they're like, sir, like, you need to take us to your room right now, or, like, you need to, like, get off the property. Like I don't know what's going on with you, bro. It's, like, it's actually, I think it was, like, 6 o'clock in the morning. Jeez. And so he goes to the room. He's banging on the door. They tell him to get out, and he's like, dude, I don't know where I am. Like, he walked in circles for hours, and he finally, like, made it back to us, and we're like, dude, where have you been? Because the casino is attached to one tower, and right. So then you have to walk, like, literally a mile to get to where we're staying.
Well, I'm thinking at this point we need to create like little wristbands that you guys can track.
No, we have their phone. We can track, but we were asleep. It was 4 a.m. We figured he's a grown man. He'll find his way back.
So we fell asleep in the lobby.
A perimeter or something. And if you get outside the perimeter, your phones go off or something.
So I mean, they're 23, 24, 20. It's time to like.
No, Ethan's like almost 30.
I know, but.
Oh.
Yes, he is. He's 28.
Is he really?
He's 28. He was born in 92.
But he has no
responsibility. What does that make him?
So without any responsibility, there's no holds bar.
Well, so anyways, that's that night. The next day, it is my birthday. We're chilling. Everybody's drinking except for me.
The one day you should probably be drinking and letting loose, but you already did that for 3 straight days in a row.
Ethan wakes me up with, let's take a Patron shot. And I'm like, hell no. And so Zach, of course,
Wasn't
is like, sure, let's do it.
Oh, God.
Oh.
So literally, it's like 10 a.m. and they're pounding brewskis and Patron shots.
And rum
no
runners.
Way. Really?
Yep. Dang. That was my mouthwash that morning. Patron.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, so we go down, like, the water slide.
And none of you guys brought alcohol. It would have been way cheaper if you just would have brought tons
No, we
of-
did. We bought. I brought 2 bottles of clear water.
Ugh, gross.
Colin bought, like, 4 bottles of Patron. Like, we went through a bottle a night, literally just waiting, like, getting ready.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Well, So me and Zach and Ethan go to the casino before dinner because we have dinner down the street at like another restaurant off the resort. And so we go to the casino and Zach's like, I'm feeling it. Like Danny kept telling me too. She's like, tomorrow's the night. We're going to win all this money. I'm like, damn, I already won all this money, but sure, let's go. She's like, come on, I feel it tomorrow, like the 25th. So we get to the casino. I go to roulette. I put my chips down on 23, 25. Oh, I'm not saying all my numbers. Okay. I put it down on 25 and
it
hit, but I only put $25 chip down. So I was like, but I wasn't pissed. I still won like $8.75.
Right.
And so I was like, all right, let's go. And then we do it again a couple times and I hit again. So I hit it twice, right, before we went to dinner. And then I'm like, shit, like, I don't want to go to dinner. Like, I want to stay. So, because we're at blackjack and we're all winning and we're all gambling and we're having fun.
That's a true gambler, right, Zach Croy? Like, you don't want to eat. Yeah. You don't want to do shit.
So our, what are they called? The guy that came up and was saying table minimum blackjack. You tell us part.
Oh, so our dealer remembered us.
Oh, oh, God.
Remembered me and Ethan.
How hard? I don't think it was too hard to forget you.
No. So the first it was me, Ethan, Brielle, and Danny. You were there, right? Uh-huh. We were all sitting at the table, and what do you know? The first table minimum blackjack comes around, and he yells it, and we're like,
oh, God.
Do you remember us from last night? Did you hear us last night? He's like, oh, yeah. Couldn't miss you. We were like, great.
He pointed
great.
Out the table he was.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, so I'm like, shoot, I really don't want to leave, but I'm like, forget it. We got to go to dinner. So we go. We enjoy the dinner. It was a great dinner. Thank you, Mom and Dad, for my opus that you guys sent me. Danny ate all the burrata. We had a great dinner. Me and Danny. Dude, Danny, when we were getting ready, I'm literally getting my makeup done. And she's like, Brielle, I already looked up the menu for the restaurant. And like, they have this chocolate cake with like coconut ice cream. Like, we have to get it. And I'm like, you are a fat ass. Let's go. Meanwhile, the night before, while we're like sitting at the casino, she's like, I just want some dessert. Like, I just want something right now. And so we go to dinner. We come back. We go to the casino. This time, Ty is in the bar wearing a tank top. And they don't let him in because he's wearing a tank top.
What do you mean? They don't let him in at the bar?
Yeah.
But it was a nice tank top.
A bar or
like
club?
It's like a product. No, it's like the bar club with music thing. Okay. Like, whatever.
All right.
Well, so they don't let him in. This is what I've heard because I was gambling.
Yeah.
They don't let him in. They're like, you have to go get another t-shirt. Apparently, Ty goes on some rant. And it's going off. And
because he's drinking.
Yes.
Yeah.
And because he's Thai.
Yeah.
And he's like, why can she be in here? She's basically got her tits out and I can't be in here in a tank top. So they make him go get a t-shirt and he asked somebody for scissors and like literally cut it into a crop top. But still had to go buy a t-shirt somewhere.
Like in a souvenir shop?
Yes.
He goes and buys a souvenir t-shirt to
yes.
put on.
And I'm pretty sure it's like Welcome to the Islands or something stupid. He cuts it into a crop top. They're going around being drunk idiots, taking photos again and just being crazy. And so we're at the table and I'm literally going back and forth between blackjack and roulette. And I'm like, Danny, play with these, like put these down, like figure out how to like use these while I'm because they're like right next to each other, like the tables. But like I can't be in two places at once. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, Danny, touch my chips, push them forward. And so I'd run to roulette and I put my chips down. I'm like, I feel it. And after like 10 times me doing that in a row, I'm finally like, forget it. And I get up.
Because you were losing. You lost them all?
Oh, yeah. At roulette. Oh. And so I finally got up.
The second
I walk away, it hit my number. And I was like,
you're
oh,
lying.
Okay. No, swear.
Okay, so keep in mind, I've never, like, this is literally my first time being in a casino. So I'm, like, already intimidated. And Brielle is, like, a psychopath between blackjack and roulette. Whichever one she wasn't at, she's like, Danny, go there. Danny, go here. And I'm like,
that's total Kim move. That's a total Kim move.
Money in my hands. And I'm like, oh, my God, what do I do with this? And then, and so I had this thing where my boyfriend was in Vegas the weekend before and won a bunch of money on black eight. So I was like, all right, black eight's going to hit. Black eight's going to hit. So when she wasn't playing her numbers, we're like, all right, we'll put money on black eight. So we see like your numbers hit somewhere. And so like we're in the middle.
There's like five different roulette tables that like we can see and we can see all their numbers. And every single one is always hitting my three numbers. Literally, like if one table is not hitting it, another one is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it's like at one point they literally hit all three numbers like back to back to back. And I'm like, dude, Zach, literally look at that. It was unbelievable. Like I would have won so much money sitting there right now because I would have definitely been betting $100. Mm-hmm. Like we'd have 10 grand and we'd walk out of here and we'd all go to Turks and Caicos tomorrow.
Yeah.
So she sees that and she just hands me a wad of chips and she's like, Danny, run over there right now. Put it on all my numbers. I'm like, okay. So I literally sprint over there like my 6-inch heels. I'm like running like it's Amazonian. And so I like grab all the chips. I put them on her numbers. I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay. I was like, please, we needed good luck. So I was like, all right, we need something. And it hits, Black 8. And I'm like, saying it's going to hit. And I was like, we were so out of sync, but like all of our numbers were hitting. But, like, and then she'd go at the wrong time.
That's so annoying.
Oh my God.
So annoying. And I was like, ugh.
Well, so I guess Ethan lost all his money and he was like, give me $100 chip. Like every like 5 minutes, he'd be like, give me $100 chip. And then he would like give it back to me. And then he'd be like, all right, give me some more, like real quick, like give me some more. And so Danny was like, keep count of this. And so it was like, by the end of it, it was like $425 is what he owed me before I like cut him off. I was like, look, dude, like
I need my own money. Purse, yeah. Yeah.
Like then I ran out. I lost all my money that night. I think I hit 25 one more time. Oh, Danny. Okay, you can tell them.
Why did you lose all your money, Brielle?
Danny kept saying, okay, maybe we should go. And then
voice of reason.
Okay,
Danny and Croy
winning,
need to gamble together because
winning at the roulette three times, I had $3 $500 chips. And so I was like, you know what? I'm losing all my money. Let's just go ahead and switch it up. So I put a $500 chip in.
Oh my God.
And what was
That's
it?
That's what like, I do too. You know, I do that shit.
But, story. No, go ahead. That was the money that I was like, anytime you win big, give it to me. I'll keep it in my purse. I was like, so by the end of the night, you'll forget about it. You'll wake up in the morning and I'll be like, look at all these chips I have for you. So then she bullied me at the end of the night. She lost all her money. I'm like, Danny, I know you have my money in your purse. Give me it. I'm like, Braille, are you sure? Give me my money. I'm like, okay. I give her like her $3 $500 chips. And then like, I mean, I ended up giving her almost like all $3,000 that I had of her chips in my purse. She puts the $500 chip down on one blackjack hand. And I was like, Brielle, this is so dumb. The dealer's coming out and she gets dealt a two. And I was like, oh my God. Then she does it again. The next one, I'm like, you realize how much money you just lost in like a matter of 45 seconds?
And Annie was like, maybe we should take it easy. And I was like, I don't need your negativity, Annie. Put another $500 in. Because it's like bound to hit up one time.
Yeah, that's how I think too. Stupid.
And then it just didn't.
I have an aneurysm. I was like, you just put all my like month of May rent on one blackjack hand. I hate you.
Because we think we're going to hit like seven times that. You do realize, right? That's the whole goal.
Well, so there was like this like section, Zach. What was it that the guy kept winning? He won like what, $7,000? Oh, match the dealer. So this guy.
Oh, what's that?
So if you.
Great.
So it's like. Oh, the side bet. Yep.
So it's. You know, if you.
It's only got $5. You put $5 in with a chance to win like $7,000.
Right. But he put in $50 and won like $1,050.
Yeah.
Because he had,
remember like, that's how that guy won $2 million at Caesars or whatever.
Yeah, it was perfect match. It was like queen all suited.
Right.
It was crazy.
Yeah. Just random.
They're hollering. So you're taking their mojo, thinking, well, fuck, I'm gonna be hollering over here.
Yeah. He kept winning, and then like everybody started losing. And so I'm like, I have to pee. I had to pee for 3 hours, and finally I was like, dude, if I don't go right now, like I'm gonna piss my pants in about a second. So I'm like, Danny, play with this. I think I had like $600 left or something. I was like, Danny, play with the rest of this. I'll be right back. Keep it going. I come back. Danny's at like roulette. And I'm like, where is my money? And she's like, shaking her head. It didn't go good. I'm like, wait, it's all gone. It's just her and Zach at this point. Wait, I forgot something. Before I go to the bathroom, Ethan left us like 2 hours ago because he had a flight at 8 o'clock in the morning. So he was like, I'm going to go home. It's like 1:30. He's like, I'm going to go home. Like, I'll catch y'all later because I got to go to bed. I'm like, all right, bye. 2 hours later, we just see him like from across the casino, like come around a corner smiling. And we're like, wait, where is this motherfucker been? And so he comes up behind us and he's like, yo, like, where have you been? He's like, yo, look at this chick I just met. She's from Colombia. This woman with the fattest ass I have ever seen in my life, who did not speak English at all. Okay.
Lies.
No. Swear to God.
Not even like one?
One, not
like
a single.
Hello? Did she do
like,
hello?
What have you been doing? And he goes, we've been talking in the bar for the past 2 hours. I go, this bitch doesn't speak English. What were you talking about?
Oh my God.
Well, so he like introduces us and they're behind us and she's like saying to him, like, let's go to my room. Like, let's go to my room. And he's like, nah, I can't do that. And I'm like, Ethan, like, just go. And he's like, nah, like, I can't do that. Like, I'm not that type of dude. Apparently, he's met multiple older women, and he's still in contact with one of them. One of them lives in Trinidad, and they're trying to fly him out there. And he keeps sending us screenshots of the conversation.
Where is Trinidad?
He's
Caribbean. It's in the Caribbean, like near Colombia, like yeah. south, like okay. near South America.
So they were all Spanish, the ladies that he met.
Well, you know Spanish, yeah. Brielle. Why didn't you start?
Not bet $500. Oh,
yeah.
At this
yeah.
point.
Right.
Well, I also forgot that. And, you know, I love my fans and people who watch the show and like us. Oh,
but you can't talk to me when I'm gambling.
But this one chick comes up behind me when I had, I don't know.
Okay, so you were playing a big hand.
Yes. Yeah, she had split. I don't even remember, but so she split, had the two hands, and then she had a double, and then you can.
You had a lot of money.
Dude,
out on the
I
table.
Probably had like no joke, like $1,500, yeah. like right there yeah. on the table,
right?
And like I probably have $500, like per one. Like I just uh-huh. put everything I fucking had in there, basically. Right. And she's like, "Oh my god, Brielle!" And I like turn around and I'm like, "Yeah, hold on." So I'm like, Zach's like telling me what to do. So I'm like, "Okay, split in like here, whatever." And I'm like, "Hold on," I'm like gambling. She's like, "Oh my god, like I just love you so much," and like right. she's being like really cute and sweet. Right. But I'm like. I'm always like taking pictures and being nice because yeah. I don't want people to of think course. Like I'm an yeah. asshole. Because one fucking yeah. bad interaction and all of a sudden everybody in the world knows that you suck. So I'm not going to let that happen. But I was really pissed. I was like, I have so much money on the table right now. And like she just came at the worst time. And so she's like, "Can I please get a photo with you? I love you." I'm like, yes. Come on. Like, please hurry up. Like, I'm sorry.
I told you cannot mess up the energy.
And so her boyfriend's like fumbling. Like, he's just looking at me. I'm like, she's like, "Open the camera." And she's like, "I don't know your password." And I'm like, dude, everybody with an iPhone knows you just like slide it. Like, you don't need the password right. anymore. Like, just slide it over, yeah. dude. Like, and she's like,
"Oh, I didn't know that."
Hey, you just pull up the camera. You just swipe up yeah. for the camera like, or swipe in some direction.
She's like, "I just love you. Like, I love your show. Like, is your mom here?" And I'm like, "Honey, get the fucking photo over with, please. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I really just have a lot of money at hand right now. Like, I either could have won."
By the time she turned around,
when I turned back around, it was all gone. I just was like, I'm not even gonna say anything. I wasn't even pissed. I was just like, whatever.
Great.
Bitch.
She didn't get to watch it go.
No, but
say goodbye to it.
Whatever.
Didn't get any closure on that one.
No.
Nah. Now that's hitting.
But
me
that's why
bit.
We have like a lot of security when I gamble and stuff behind me, because I do appreciate each and every one of you. But when I'm gambling and I'm gambling my money and stuff, I have to be in right. my
well,
element
it's,
and in my
it's etiquette for one. It's gambling etiquette.
Yeah.
You know, and it's
but I've done it before and I know exactly what you're saying, and it messes with the vibe and the mojo, because you're gambling off of your mojo, your thought system, right. your beliefs, and you're kind of in a zone. And when somebody mm-hmm. else comes up, it's now you're channeling their energy through you, and it's not always positive. So it is etiquette. And that's why security yeah. is always amazed. Like, why? I can't believe they're wanting to take a picture or whatever. I'll do it totally walking through the casino, right. but not when I'm at a slot machine or at a table.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to say no next
time. All right, so Ethan, he went to bed?
So we were at roulette, and I come back, Danny's at roulette, she lost all my money. I'm like, all right, whatever. So we stay there for a minute, and Jim, the guy who was hitting on Match the Dealer and whatnot, he was losing. So did Annie. They like lost a ton of money. And so I guess Jim was like, "I'm going to come join roulette, like let me see how y'all do it, since this is where you seem to be winning all night." I'm like, "Okay, let me show you." And he just like lost whatever he put on the table.
Yeah.
And I lost whatever I put on the table. It hit black eight when we didn't play black eight, and it hit 25 when we didn't play 25. Mm-hmm. So you're like, "It's just not lining up, let's go." So Danny's like, "Look, you only have $800 left, like let's go play your mom's machine."
No. Yes. I am the voice of reason. I said, "Brielle, let's go cash out. You have $800, like we'll go home with $800 and she goes, "It's only $800, I'm gonna go put up my mom's slot machine." Okay.
Okay.
It's very obvious your children watch you as they grow up, and it's probably not always positive. Did you not win anything?
No.
You didn't call mom for this go around on the slot?
No, she didn't.
It was 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Literally.
And so you went to the machine.
I went to
the
machine. The
one you thought.
Yep. Didn't.
Did it do anything?
Did you play $200 a hand or $100?
$200 a hand.
I told you to bet half, $100. You didn't listen.
Well, then I did $100 the last two. But so when I did do $200,
so then you should have just bet the last one. I probably would have won.
I did win like $400, so I had like an extra.
Okay.
You got a cherry? Did you get a cherry?
I don't remember, mom.
Yeah, you got a cherry. That's the only way to get $400. Yeah, you got a double cherry or some shit.
Well, so we're me, Zach, Danny.
I'm about to go to the casino, y'all.
Okay, so wait. So Danny was like telling our other friends, like Elizabeth, Colin, and Ty, like, "Hey, when you guys leave, like, come find me because like I'm tired. Like, I'll just go with you guys." And I was like, "Okay, that's fine. Like, I'll stick around with like Zach and Ethan."
Sure.
Well, so we don't see Elizabeth, Ty, and Danny, or Elizabeth, Ty, and Colin for like 2 hours, and we're like, "Dude, they must have left us."
Right.
And so I don't know why none of us thought to track them, but whatever. And so
duh.
So we all are like heading to leave, and Ethan's like, I'm just going to stay here. And we're like, what? You have like a flight in like 4 hours. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, if I go to sleep now, I'm not waking up. So we're like, okay, like sounds likely, buddy. And so he stays.
We so get he back. Never had sex with that girl?
No. Well, we don't know.
It actually makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's literally, I accused him of it. And he was like, no, like, come on.
He says he didn't.
Nah, he's like, lies. He's like, yeah, right. I just like went to go back to the casino. Yeah,
right. Liar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Not buying it. Not buying it, buddy.
Yeah. Same. So anyways,
he probably already did because he had a big smile on his face,
so
when
that
you saw him.
He's still talking to?
No, that's another one. There's
were
multiple.
Were they together?
No. Okay. One's from Trinidad, one's from Colombia.
Okay.
Well, so. Well,
at least that's, he's got that goal for himself.
So we get back to the room and no one's in there. And we're like, wait, what the fuck? Where is everybody? Like, we don't know where Ty and Elizabeth and Colin are. And like, and literally an hour later, like we're all showered. We're all in bed, like ready to go to sleep. And yeah, they come barreling in like screaming, just being crazy as hell. And we're like, wait, what? Where have you guys been? Like, we thought that you left. And they're like, no, we've just been literally walking the casino, taking photos, doing crazy shit for like hours.
Not in a club.
No.
They're just wandering the property.
Through. So weird. But they all love to take pictures, all
right,
three of them.
Of course. Yeah. Or we're just wandering the property.
Oh yeah. And then they did like a naked photo shoot in the hallway.
Oh my God. Lib is like ass
in the hallway?
Out. He's got his legs spread. He's climbing the door.
You didn't see these photos?
No, I'm good. Thanks. No.
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 Oh my God.
So okay, so you guys go to bed. You get everybody round up. When do you leave?
We leave the next day. So I'm like, Zach, we're waking up at 8 o'clock. And they're all like, no, we're not.
When's your flight?
It's at 4.
Okay.
So I'm like, everybody,
you
let's
get up at 8 to do
I'm
what?
Like, let's get up at 8 and just like go to the beach, like, oh, get okay, lunch, like enjoy like our like, yeah, last couple
let's
minutes.
Let's be calm the last,
yeah,
and 6 hours.
I set an alarm for 8 o'clock and I would like hit snooze. Everybody else would hit snooze. Like we would just like wake up, go to sleep, wake up, go to sleep. And finally at 10 o'clock, I was like, we got to get up. But we went to sleep like 3 hours earlier and we did not sleep at all like the whole trip. So right, we were just all exhausted.
Hit that wall.
And I just like left Danny in the room and let her sleep because everybody else was awake. And so finally I'm like, Janelle, wake Danny up and tell her I got a cookie for her. And so because she's, while we're gambling last night and the night before, Danny's like, oh my God, I just want like chocolate cake. And I'm like, damn, I just want this cookie. And like we're just sitting there like fat asses like, oh my God, I want dessert, like bring it to me.
I didn't want to hang out at the beach. I didn't care. But Janelle goes, I think Brielle has a cookie for you downstairs. I was like, ding.
Yeah, what I've been waiting 2 days
lights
for.
On.
Well, so then, I mean, I guess that's really just the end of our trip. Oh, we ended up gambling so much that we got a certain amount of money off of our room service bill.
Well, they comped a little bit.
Well, because the credit card machine wasn't working for a
yes,
few days.
You were putting your room key.
No. The credit oh card God. Machine was actually down. So like Ethan and drinking, like we didn't see Ethan for like 6 hours one day. And he definitely was like, I don't even know how he was walking when we saw him again.
Was he drinking like Rum Runners?
No, he was drinking like anything and everything.
By himself?
Oh, yeah. And so
just drinking by himself.
Oh, yeah. All day. Like literally we did not see him for like 6 hours. And so he comes back.
Maybe that's
hammered.
When he met the Trinidad lady.
No. He met her at the casino. No, I know that one because he was I've never seen him cheese so hard in my life. And so
so he probably just got done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, so anyways, everybody was like, wait, like the credit card machine hasn't worked all day. Like we know what we've spent on the room. He's probably put hundreds of dollars in just drinks alone. And I'm
no
like
way.
Oh my God. Yeah, but he was
the
one.
It was like down across the whole property.
Yeah.
Ah.
And so he was the one who initially said, make sure no one's allowed to put anything on the
sure.
room.
Yeah. It's too hard to divide up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so Danny asks as we're checking out, she's like, hey, like anything we can do about, I don't know, our gambling credit, like can we get some money off of something? And they were like, oh yeah, you get this off actually. Like,
how convenient.
Yeah, Danny was like,
you don't ask, they don't give it to you.
Yeah. And so still waiting on that money from Ethan, but it's coming.
Oh, really? Okay. Well.
So you made it out alive. You didn't get stopped
I don't know
at customs.
How.
You were good.
No, we actually made it through real smooth. I mean, we did have a flight delay.
Oh, tell him.
Oh,
tell
Danny, him. You go ahead. You tell him what happened when we got to Atlanta.
How is that my fault? You just tell it. I don't want to put myself.
Okay. Tell him this doesn't make sense. So we are on the flight. We're flying internationally from Bahamas to Atlanta. So then the pilot or whoever comes over the intercom and it's like, okay, so since you already went through customs in the Bahamas, you don't have to go through customs. You just go to the terminal.
Yeah.
You just go to domestic. So like, oh, okay. I mean, how many? It's like 8 of us at this point.
Yes.
We get off the flight. Then we're like, okay, they said just to go to domestic. So we all just like went into the domestic baggage claim.
Yeah.
And we walk over like, okay, it says claim 7. So we walk over to claim 7 and we're like,
No Bahamas.
No, they were like, there's no luggage here. And we're like, why? None of us figure out what was going on. And we're like,
shocker.
Oh, we probably should have gone to the international baggage claim to get our luggage.
It took like literally like a 20 minute.
Oh, my God.
Shuttle back over to the international.
Did it like leave and go out and around?
Yes.
Dang.
So that was right when like the coronavirus thing was.
Yeah, because I told Brielle to stay there. I said, just forget it. Like, there's all this stuff. You're coming from another country. Yeah, stay there.
Trying to get in, get out, and we touched a lot of area in that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Not much.
Oh.
So that's our Bahamas.
And Brielle was just back in New York this past weekend, you guys. And the coronavirus in New York has a state of emergency. And Brielle was there this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Drunk there, too.
Well, the life of a 23-year-old.
It was Brandon's birthday. We had something to celebrate.
You're in the doghouse in the Bierman house.
Yeah.
Oh, am I?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, they made me Lysol all my luggage when I got
home. Heck yeah.
No, but you know what she did? You know what she did?
They called me to shower at Zach's house.
Yeah.
That bag and that body has been in the same airport where there has been the virus traveled through.
Coronavirus.
So somebody's bag had it on it and it traveled on the same conveyor belt.
And so Brielle's ass made herself some food first and then went and Lysol it. And I was livid.
Nonsense.
But we're all healthy here. Yeah. So thank God.
Well, we're back and we can't wait for Bahamas round two coming soon.
We have Being Brielle. Brielle will be joining us on Thursdays, you guys, with Being Brielle. So she'll
not
update
this
you.
Thursday, though. We'll give you a
no,
break.
Not this Thursday. We're going to give her a break since she just updated you on the story.
Yeah.
Thanks, Danny and Zach. I'm sure they'll be back with Being Brielle as well.
Thank
Actually, Danny and
me.
Brielle have been friends for a gazillion years, like I feel like, because you used to live in our old neighborhood.
Well, even before that.
Yeah, even
would
before
walk
that.
Like across the street to like our house.
We had little Pomeranian. Your mom had a Pomeranian. I had one. I remember.
She was talking about Chanel with Elizabeth last week.
Oh, my God. I miss her.
But, yeah, so Danny and I have been friends for, like, I don't know, 10 years, something long, since we were in middle school.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
And then Zach, too. So, anyways, you guys, Being Brielle.
Thanks for having us.
We'll be back next Thursday for what it was like being Brielle in the last 10 days or so.
Well, we've got Colin's birthday today and this weekend, so God only knows how Friday and Saturday are going
to
go.
Unfold.
Like, you guys have a birthday. I don't know anybody other than you rich kids that can take, like, 8 people to the Bahamas. Everybody celebrates birthdays in different locations. Mexico, like, it doesn't matter. Like, everybody just quits work and doesn't go for 5 days and they just travel. It's bizarre.
Oh, no.
And they all have a birthday 8 times a year.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. Corey and I can't figure it out.
Danny missed like 9 days total of work.
And you
week.
Still have a job. Dang.
I saw the video of Danny on the bus at the bachelorette party and she, I guess, was going to take a video or something. And all of a sudden, Don't Be Tardy came on, right? The song. And she was like, it was kind of funny. It was like perfect timing, I guess. Brielle sent me the video.
Well, thanks for having us. I'll see you guys next Thursday. Brielle, Zach, and Danny are out. And if you like my drunk nights and want me to get drunk more, please leave a comment below and let me know.
Support the drinking fund.
Support the drinking fund.
Maybe we should have Brielle on here while she's drinking.
Dude.
Binging with Brielle.
Let's do it. Woo! We should get hammered next one. You know what? Next Thursday, we're going to be talking about Kim's crazy night with Post Malone. See you then. You guys want to talk about my drunken stupors? Let's talk about hers.
Oh, so embarrassed. Da, da, da.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll add that to your Thursday.
Bye,
hopefully,
guys.
You'll forget most of the story by then. Brielle's always such a joy, such a joy. I think Brielle should really do her own podcast at some point. I just think she's so funny. But binging and being Brielle, or binging while being Brielle or something, we should do. I don't know. She's a mess. To be 23 and have no responsibility must be a dream, because I had Brielle and she was 4 by then. So,
yeah.
And then I had Ariana at 23. So I've never really had the opportunity to just live her life. And I have had an amazing life, so I'm very thankful for that. But I definitely didn't have this 23-year-old pack up 8 of my rich friends and go, because they all have very good families. Danny's dad played in the NFL for many, many years. Her mom is so beautiful. And yeah, so it's funny to hear these stories, you guys, and to kind of vicariously live through Brielle. And I mean, I guess when you have no responsibilities, you don't have to remember. And speaking of not remembering shit, although I do remember Post Malone, it was a very rare night. And I'll tell you why coming up. I guess I'll wait for Brielle to maybe share that possibly.
Yeah. Yeah. We got to have Brielle's intake on that.
Yeah. I guess we'll wait for Brielle on that, cause I'm sure she's going to chime in. She loves this. I just want to say that I've never thrown up off alcohol in my whole life. And this was the first time. So, I had a great night with Post Malone. He's really sweet, really fun. And he's always fun. I love his concerts, and
right.
I'm really pissed that I have yet to win at beer pong. And he even let me like toss underhanded instead of going, I can't throw any other way. And he's like, fine, fine, you can do it tonight.
Right.
But if he doesn't, if he's like not winning and up, you guys, he gets pissed.
Yeah.
So every time that Corey made a little ball in shot. The in the cup,
yep.
Post would get pissed. It was kind of funny.
Yep.
But how cute was Post? I don't know if you guys saw my story, but he went and turned on Don't Be Tardy. And I don't know. He's just really so much fun. He doesn't do drugs. People have just blown my stuff up about that. And I've never, ever seen him do a drug in my life. And we spent a lot of time with him at his concerts and stuff. Never. So it's just kind of his personality. Like even in my picture, he's like, when you say something to him, he like closes his eyes and he like just makes these funny faces.
Yeah,
like I have so many memes or whatever you call it because I make a million different faces too. He's just a goofball. He's like footloose and fancy free. And is just living like his dream.
Right.
His real name's Austin. So, but he, yeah, he's just a lot of fun. So, but we'll talk about it because it's a night that I definitely don't want to remember. So we'll talk that, you guys. We will. I wanted to talk to you guys about the Cab lip oils that we just launched. So many questions there. Lightly tinted, you guys, and they're tinted with a violet undertone, all of them, to make your teeth appear whiter. They're non-sticky. They smell like coconuts, super hydrating to the lips, and just super glossy. But like I said, it tastes great. They feel great, and they come in different colors. And like I said, they're very lightly tinted, though. So we've almost sold out. We've done incredibly well. People
get them while
they're hot. Are really excited. So yeah, Cab Cosmetics, you guys. Lots of questions on that. We will be talking about pictures that we found of Croy tonight in the safe on Thursday. Corona in Fulton County. Schools are closed tomorrow. Very scary. Hitting a little too close to home. And we have lots of emails that we're going to talk about. Our golden nugget will be really cool as well. Should I read that now or should we do it Thursday?
We'll do it Thursday.
Okay. The golden nugget we'll do on Thursday as well, you guys.
Your golden nugget for today is...
Quit drinking.
Yeah.
I haven't had wine, you guys, in 5 days or something since post concert. I've not had a lick of wine. And not because I can't stomach it, because I totally can. I just, it's horrible. Well, so anyway,
and if you're going to drink to the point where you have that much fun, just make sure somebody's there to.
Yeah, well.
To remember it for you.
Yeah, well, everybody does, sadly. So anyway,
yeah.
Can't wait to share that story with you guys. Thanks so much for tuning into this episode of House of Kim, you guys. And remember, if you have a question or a comment or you just want to write about the podcast, email Kim at Kim Zolciak. We have a few emails that we're going to read on Thursday. Super excited about that. Yeah, thanks so much for tuning in.
Have a good one.
Have a great couple days.
Thanks for listening to House of Kim with Kim Zolciak Bierman. Catch new episodes every Wednesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. If you love the show, don't forget to leave a rating and review.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.